today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum, so welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're speaking about hijab fashion in the view of Islam. Please listen to this episode. Salamu Alaikum. And today is Thursday, 2nd of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we listen to verse 59 of chapter Ahzab.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن ذلك أدنى أن يعرفن فلا يؤذين وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَّحِيمًا
O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers to bring down over themselves part of their outer garments. That is more suitable that they will be known and not be abused. And ever is Allah forgiving and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Upon the occasion of revelation of this verse, it is recorded that at that time, Muslim women used to go to the mosque and establish prayer behind the Prophet. Peace be upon him and his pure progeny. At night, when they went to perform their evening and night prayers, some young, abusive men sometimes waited in their way and heard them with their jokes and evil words, and by this means they bothered them. The verse was revealed and ordered the women to observe their veil perfectly so that they would become recognized clearly and nobody could find any pretext for bothering them. So in this verse, the Quran orders the believing women not to give any pretext to mischief mongers.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need, anyone, anything in life but you.
As the last episodes of this program, today's special during this week, we look at hijab fashion in the view of Islam. The variety in styles of implementing the same Quranic law is so because Islam is a world religion. It cannot be confined to one religion or tribe or culture, one region or tribe or culture. Therefore, you see that the Muslim women in Arabia use abaya. The Persian Muslim women use chador. The Afghani Muslim women use burqa. The Indo-Pakistani Muslim women use niqab. The Malaysian or Indonesian Muslim women use kerudung. The East African Muslim women use wibi. And now in the West, the Canadian Muslim women use mainstream clothes worn with a bigger scarf over the head and a loose outfit. Islam is not concerned with the style as long as it fulfills the basic requirements of jilbab. This is where the religion and culture interact with one another, and therein lies the dynamic aspect of the Islamic Sharia.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The role of modest fashion in Islamic culture. Among the other dangers of fashionism, we can refer to financial responsibility. Islam advocates financial responsibility and discourages wasteful spending. Fashionism can lead to extravagant spending on clothing, which may contradict the principle of financial responsibility. So what is the Islamic perspective on fashionism? This is, I think, the gist of our discussion here. From the Islamic perspective, it is not a sin to follow fashion trends or appreciate stylish clothing. However, there is an emphasis on balancing fashion with faith and values. Quran and Hadith encourages moderation, humility, and modesty in attire. Muslims are encouraged to prioritize their relationship with Allah and their moral values over materialistic desires or societal pressures. They should express themselves through their attire while upholding their religious obligations. The key is to find a balance between adhering to Islamic principles and participating in the world of fashion. So in case we want to make a balance between the fashion and the faith, what would be the answer? The Islamic perspective on fashionism encourages finding a balance between fashion and faith. Muslims are expected to uphold their religious principles while expressing themselves through their attire. This balance involves modesty and humility and prioritizing values, expressing identity, and avoiding extravagance.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Beyond the clothing, behavior and manners is very important. Islam clothing is but one aspect of modesty. More importantly, one must be modest in behavior, manners, speech, and appearance in public. The dress is only one aspect of the total being, and one that merely reflects what is present on the inside of a person's heart. Islamic dress sometimes draws criticism from non-Muslims. However, dress requirements are not meant to be restrictive. Most Muslims who wear a modest dress do not find it impractical in any way, and they are able to easily continue with their activities in all levels and walks of life. Today's special you are listening to from IRIB English Radio. Now it's time for tips. For today, this tip. If you're a Muslim sister, be a friend. That is one of the tips for Muslim activists to deal with hijab. Sharifa Al-Khatib, Vice President of the North American Council of Muslim Women, says, what young Muslim women need more than anything else is friendship. She explains that most of the time they feel alienated and cannot befriend their parents, who may reject their wives or cannot relate to them. This leads to young women searching for solace in friends outside the family. This is why it is crucial that activist Muslim women extend a warm, friendly hand to young Muslim women, whether in organizations or in the Muslim community in general. Al-Khatib also stresses that being a friend is not just speaking the words of friendship. She says, they think it's enough to say I love you and I care about you. But real friendship and caring comes through living with the person, being around the person.
If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses abd, blesses his creation, blesses his servants, he wants to see that ni'mah on them.
Right.
So if you were making $50,000 last year and this year you're making $100,000 and the same thing still, you know, you're wearing the same thing, dressing the same thing, still shopping at, you know, Walmart, still driving the same car, nothing has changed in your life, Allah wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
Allah wants you to show the ni'mas that He's blessed you with in your life, towards your children, towards your family, towards your loved ones.
Right.
But in the same time, we also have to think of, you know, how those brands are manufactured and where they're manufactured. Right. And, you know, if it's okay for us to support them in the ways that we are supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we end up buying a little purse for $1,000, $2,000 or shoes for $2,000, we have to really look into the history of that particular shoe or that particular purse.
Mm-hmm.
And how is it made and how many people have suffered. Like the other day when we spoke of gemstones and we spoke of diamonds.
Right.
How can you enjoy a diamond when some kid has died because of that diamond?
Right.
When so many people have lost their lives because of the diamond industry. So it is still something to think about, you know, that a lot of people suffer, they're not paid, you know.
Adequate.
You would not believe it. You know, some of those people are paid as low as $8 a month.
Right.
Not a day, not an hour, $8 a month working for those companies.
So we were speaking about hijab. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic on this controversial and interesting topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget to listen to us. And till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي